River traffic concerns becoming critical. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
In the event this shuts down, we're going to be very prominent in the news, and the magnitude of this this disruption is going to become evident very, very quickly.
Senior Vice President and Chief Legal Officer for Ingram Barge Company, Dan Mecklenburg, recently spoke with farm leaders during the Tennessee Farm Bureau annual meeting, and he and many others have strong concerns about the future of the Mississippi River and the impact on the ag industry.
Well, the worst case scenario is a disruption of traffic through that corridor for up to a 2 or 3 month period. And that's something that our nation can't afford, both from a job standpoint, from a standpoint of reliability of our exports. And our farmers need to be able to get the fertilizer for next spring so that they can effectively plant the crops. And it's a matter of food security that we need to have this area open.
This year's devastating drought and the antiquated locks and dam systems along the Mississippi River have created barge traffic problems for some time. And now, because of the annual plan of the Army Corps of Engineers to reduce and eventually shut off the flow of the river this time of year, there's great concern of the loss of goods going up and down this superhighway.
Over $7 billion of cargo would be held up just over the next 2 months, December and January, in the event of a closure of the river. So, you know, we're hopeful that the federal government, the president, will look at this in a serious fashion and direct the Corps of Engineers to make some modest adjustments in their plans so that we can keep this vital artery open throughout the winter.
Barge traffic along the Mississippi River, one of the most important transportation systems in the country. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.